We don't use anonymous sources on The Steve Gruber Show. Just people fool enough to use their real names.
Continuing on now, if you missed it, I want to play for you a bit from Joe Biden's official campaign launch. Happened over the weekend in Pennsylvania. Not many people turned out, a few hundred, but not a big raving crowd. Not a big raving crowd like you would see. Well, even Kamala Harris had a huge crowd at her launch and Amy Klobuchar had a big crowd at her launch, and I'm confused because Biden is just running away with it in the polling. Bernie Sanders flagging, and we'll get back to Bernie in a minute because he's getting burned, and the youngster mayor, the little kid that's the mayor, he's apparently doing well. 37 years old, mayor of South Bend or something. Anyhow. Joe Biden says it's time for unity, and he says Democrats don't need anger to win in 2020. And he's racing to the middle. He says it's time to get together and bring this country together. It's his message. Bite number six from Joe Biden, the front runner. Bite six, go.
If the American people want a president to add to our division, lead with a clenched fist, a closed hand, a hard heart, to demonize your opponents, to spew hatred. They don't need me. They've got President Donald Trump. Folks, I'm running to offer our country, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, a different path. Not back to a path that never was, but to a future that fulfills our true potential as a country. Now, some of these same people are saying, you know, Biden just doesn't get it. You can't work with Republicans anymore. That's not the way it works anymore. Well, folks, I'm going to say something outrageous. I know how to make government work. Yeah. Not because I've talked or tweeted about it, but because I've done it. I've worked across the aisle to reach consensus, to help make government work in the past. I can do that again with your help.
I've reached across the aisle and grabbed the hold of women so I can sniff their hair inappropriately. I've done it. I'm sorry. Is this thing on? I caught a whiff of a hairdo I couldn't keep my nose out of. At any rate, all kidding aside, the call for unity, and yes, it's okay, it's thin. But with so many people worn out on politics today, with so many people just worn out, you wonder if it might just work, if it's a big enough statement that it might just work. Listen, I'm here not to take shots. Of course he will. The problem with Biden, of course, is that he's gaffe-prone and problems will occur. But for Bernie Sanders, who I thought for some period of time was the odds-on favorite, man, he's flagging. He's got all sorts of problems. His support is flagging. And I'm not quite sure why, but the appeal that he had with young people in 2016 doesn't seem to be there anymore. The fire is gone. You know, he was the outsider. He was the new thing. He was ready to go. And now people learn that, well, Bernie Sanders is a multimillionaire. And he says, well, yeah, but I wrote a best-selling book. Yeah, and that's the way it works, Bernie. People do big things. They get rewarded financially for it. And so maybe you should take all of that money you made from that book and give it away. Give it away. Maybe you should take that lake house that you have in northern Vermont and sell it and give the money to charity. I mean, if you're going to live and walk the walk and talk the talk, I mean, you got to do it, buddy. You got to do it. On Friday, Sanders was defending his support of left-wing regimes and anti-war activism of the 1980s, saying, I did my best to stop American foreign policy during the administration of former President Ronald Reagan. As a mayor, I did my best to stop, which for years was overthrowing governments in Latin America and installing puppet regimes. I did everything that I could as a mayor of a small city to stop the United States from getting involved in another war in Central America and trying to overthrow the government. Sanders, speaking to the New York Times after the paper a day earlier published a story providing more details on Sanders' focus on foreign policy when he served as Burlington mayor and how that led to him forming connections with repressive left-wing totalitarian governments around the world. Bernie Sanders has done more to support dictators than anybody else around. The report details how Sanders journeyed for 14 hours to reach Nicaragua in 1985 and met with socialist communist president Daniel Ortega on the sixth anniversary of the Sandinista Revolution. Amid anti-American chants here, there, and everywhere, the Yankee will die, Sanders reportedly celebrated the Sandinista takeover. After many years of economic and political domination, Nicaragua is determined not to be a banana republic anymore, and it's free to make its own decisions, he said, except that they're not free to make any damn decisions. Daniel Ortega has ruled the place with an iron fist like every other dictator on the planet. And Bernie Sanders was wrong. He was wrong then. He's wrong now. Asked if he now views Ortega differently, he said he is, quote, very concerned about the anti-democratic policies of the Ortega government. No kidding. Daniel Ortega has been a dictator, dumb. I got to be careful there. Dipstick, how about that one? Ever since you went down there to celebrate his revolution. Man, Bernie, you're just dumb. Today, more people than ever are planning to work into their retirement years, and sadly, many say it's necessary to make ends meet. That's why it is vitally important that you have a solid financial plan. Never too early or too late to begin the process of preparing for a retirement. And wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services help you. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. They communicate with you on a regular basis and approach management of your wealth proactively so that you can relax and feel confident that you've taken steps to secure your financial freedom. Let Bruce and Mike unlock your financial future. Call them today, 517-323-7526, or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.